With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. At Wednesday's meeting of the National Conservation Council, Director of the Department of Environment Gene Ebanks-Pedry updated the board on the progress being made on the long-awaited environmental impact assessment for the proposed extension of the east-west arterial road that heads out to the eastern districts. She told the NCC that the Environmental Assessment Board meets as part of the steering group every other week. She says they've gotten one chapter from the EIA on the cultural and heritage assessments. The EIA has reviewed that chapter, given its feedback, and is now waiting for a revised draft of that chapter in, quote, due course.
The holdup with the EIA at the moment is due to the fact that the hydraulics and hydrology study, which was commissioned by the NRA outside of the EIA process, has not yet been completed. So we've been waiting on this study, I think since February. I reported to council that we were told at that time that it was 90% complete, but we still haven't had the final documentation.
The National Conservation Council deemed that the planned 10-mile extension to the road requires an environmental impact assessment under the National Conservation Act because of potential detrimental effects. In other news, all hands on deck, Premier the Honorable Juliana O'Connor-Connolly announces more changes to the makeup of the new United People's Movement Administration government. Radio KMAD's April Cummings brings us more.
The Premier announced last night the appointment of the Honorable Makeeva Bush and Mr. Bernie Bush as new parliamentary secretaries, alongside Ms. Heather Bodden, who will continue in her role supporting the Deputy Premier and Minister for Social Development and the Minister for Tourism. The Honorable Makeeva Bush will now serve as Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister for Border Control and Culture and the Planning, Housing, Infrastructure, Transport and Development Ministry. MP Mr. Bernie Bush will now serve as Parliamentary Secretary to the Deputy Premier and Minister for Commerce, as well as the Minister for Youth, Sports and Heritage. April Cummings, Radio KMAN News.
On his appointment, Mr. Bush says he welcomes the opportunity to support the UPM administration in the role as parliamentary secretary.
There's much work to do. I've made it clear to the premier and the minister that for me, this is about supporting the minister in their important work. My sole focus will be on the projects assigned to me or other matters assigned to me as a parliamentary secretary.
The parliamentary secretaries receive their instruments of appointment from Her Excellency the Governor at Government House on Wednesday. And closing arguments are set to continue today in Grand Court for the trial of two men charged with unsuccessfully trying to rob the Scotiabank on Crewe Road. Radio KMAN's Jeffy Ebanks brings us this report.
Crown Counsel Kenneth Ferguson began his closing arguments Wednesday in the case against Richard Andre Scott and Mark Anthony Beckett, who is charged with the attempted robbery of Scotiabank on Crewe Road, as well as the robbery of a woman at the ATM. The Crown Counsel reminded the jury that the witnesses at the bank testified one of the men who tried to rob the bank was tall and the other was short. The Crown says the tall man is Richard Andre Scott and the short man is Mark Anthony Beckett. Mr. Ferguson reminded the jury that the witnesses said that the tallest suspect had a bag, which the Crown says is the same bag seen in the CCTV footage in the Palmdale area where Richard Andre Scott lived and the same bag that was entered into evidence. The Crown also reminded the jury that video from six camera angles exists of the robbery and that the jury has all the evidence they need to connect the dots. The Crown tells the jury that there are no gaps or missing elements in the case, which could leave the jury uncertain that the men in the dock are the same men that came to rob the bank. The Crown reminds the jury that the CCTV footage from the Palmdale area shows that another person was involved and is seen leaving the bank area and going directly to the Palmdale area where defendant Scott lived. This, the Crown says, proves that they were in it together. Closing arguments are set to continue today, followed by the judge's summation. The jury could be sent to retire as early as the end of the week. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio KMAN News.
And I'm Carson Lee Fuller.